Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn's own Joe Causey from CBS-FM in New York.
And intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And this is the original Brooklyn's own podcast. This is episode number 39.
Wow.
We haven't done an episode in a long time.
Joe, the last time we did an episode, I was like 60 pounds lighter.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, this is kind of crazy because this is our first podcast we're doing, Zooming it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual podcast. Well, it's not virtual. It's real, but we're just Zooming it. We're not, you know, face-to-face in a studio. You're right. In your private bunker somewhere, you know.
In my basement. You know what? Before we go any further, let's talk about this for a second, because I just want to say that, you know, I don't know if you knew about this or not, but the last podcast we did was in February, Joe. That was the last time that
February
we were here.
February 19th, yeah.
February 19th here on radio.com. Since that day, I have been haunted, vilified, and hated over your rant about me not paying for my cable or not paying for the Wi-Fi in the house. Everything.
I saw your father and I said, I laid the law down. It says enough is enough. I mean, I saw your sister's working. How old is your sister?
She's 20, but I work too.
Yeah, but you got a nothing job. You could do something else. You could go, like, you know, what? Mow lawns or something, you know?
We have the same job.
I know, but I make more money than you do.
I think my sister in the deli she works in makes more money than me.
Oh, I know she does. I know she does. I love that. I love that place. She works in a great place. But yeah, your father, I told your father, I said, look, enough is enough with this kid. I mean, your father's been working since he's what, 12 years old like me? And you're dilly-dallying around in your automatic car, sitting back, reading GQ as you're going down the BQE, not even driving your car with your self-driving car. Enough is enough.
That's what I do in 2020. I bring a magazine in the car for me to read. I bring magazines are in.
They are. So how did the coronavirus treat you, huh? Was it crazy by you?
So I got it, and I got it bad. There was the first, like the first two or three days of it, I was walking around, going to work, talking to people, you know, hugging people, still shaking hands. I didn't know I had it. And my girlfriend and me were sitting there, and I was like, I think I got it. And she goes, stop. You're being dramatic. You're nervous that you're going to get it. So your body is having, like, you know, like the ghost symptoms and all that. Then one day I came home from work, and I usually take like an hour nap, maybe a 2 hour nap the most. I lay down for the nap at like 12 in the afternoon. I didn't get up till 9 o'clock at night, and I was exhausted. My body, Joe, felt like I got hit by a car.
And Louis too, right, Lou? You were the same thing. You had it worse, right, Lou?
I had it pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. You were in the basement, you were telling me, by yourself for how many days?
16.
16 days.
On a beanbag. I don't have anything down here to sleep yet. Just moved in.
Should have called me. I would have got you a bed from somebody.
Joe knows a guy at Sleepy's.
I got Sebby at Sleepy's. You take care of him. 1, 2, 3. I got John at Raymore and Flanagan. I mean, whatever you need, you know.
Well, Lou, I got you beat. I spent 21 days in my basement, 21 straight days, because I lived
without
with my
your girlfriend.
Yes, didn't see her for 21 days.
Wow, how did she survive?
She did it, and you know who else survived?
Who carried his stuff around?
You know, I missed this. I missed this little.
I'm dead serious because I know how you are with her. You're like, you know, she must have been going crazy.
She was going crazy.
She must have been flipping out like Kylie Jenner over a billionaire status. You know,
nice current events.
Very topical. Very topical, Joe.
Thanks to Louie. I'm very topical now, boy.
You want to hear the worst part of this whole thing for me is that I stayed down here for 21 days because I was nervous about being near my grandparents because they're 79 years old. My grandpa has emphysema and COPD because he's been smoking since he's 4 and a half.
Right.
But
DeNobly cigars?
No, they don't do the. He didn't do the cigars. He did the Marlboro Reds. But anyway, I stayed down here the 21 days. Then I get the antibody tests. Find out I have the antibodies. Then they all go to get the antibody tests, and they all have the antibodies too. So they had it.
Wow.
They had it, and they didn't even know. My grandpa, 79 years old, all those different things wrong with his lungs, didn't even know that he had it. It went right through him. Not one symptom.
I went for the test too, but I was negative. I didn't test positive for it.
For the virus or for the antibodies?
For the antibodies.
Now, what do you think about that? Like when you hear that you don't have the antibodies.
I could get it. That means I could get it, right?
Right. So, like, would you rather have the antibodies or not have the antibodies?
I'd rather have it. So at least I know that I had it, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it hit a lot of people in my family. You know, of course, my nephew, you know, he passed away, and my niece and my nephew, they had it. But thank God, they pulled through. But it ran rampant. It ran rampant. I mean, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I had everything delivered in the house, BJ's, Costco, you name it, Patrizia's. I had baked clams delivered. Forget it. I wasn't going anywhere. I mean,
you know, the first night that I had the virus, when I finally got hungry again for the first time, because I lost my appetite for a little bit. But the first night that I got hungry, I went on Grubhub and I got like $75 worth of Patrizia's delivered to the house for me.
Really?
And you had to see the setup that we had. For when I needed to eat because I was all alone down here. What they would do is they'd put all my food on paper plates with plastic napkins. They'd put it inside the door, then close the door, then spray the outside of the door with Lysol. I'd get the food and I'd throw it out down here when I was done with it because if they touched it, they would have got it. And I thought I prevented it, but then my entire family winds up having the antibodies.
Well, thank God, like nobody else got it, you know?
Not one other person. In my house, had the same symptoms as me.
Now, what about you, Lou? Nobody else in the family? Everything was good?
No. Luckily, everybody was okay. And I had the similar setup. I was just sitting in the basement. Whenever I had to eat, it was just left at the door. I fell in love with this place on Amboy Road, DeLuca's Italian restaurant. Yeah, uh-huh. It was like that same thing with Anthony. Like the first 7-8 days, I didn't eat anything. One meal a day. And then it just like came back. I probably gained about 20 pounds after that. And I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting there. There's nothing.
Nothing better than having a coronavirus and eating zucchini flowers. Nothing better than that. you can't come to my house, but can I have 14 dozen zucchini flowers, please?
You know? Cotton bill sandwich is really good.
You know, back to what Louis said. I mean, the coronavirus weight was a real thing for a little while. I gained a good 10 pounds being down here by myself and just doing nothing.
I know I gained at least 15 pounds.
Really? You don't look it.
I know, but I know I did. I could feel, I could feel it. I've been sunning every day, so,
You know, for a while, I loved working out before the coronavirus. And then for a while after I had it, I'd go to like pick up the weights or something like that. Or there was even a night where my dad went to Home Depot because he had to pick up dirt. And he picked up like 20 bags of dirt for the backyard for the flower boxes and things.
Tomato plant?
and he comes back with them. And he's 58 years old, running back and forth, throwing them in the backyard. After like two or three of them, I was out of breath. I couldn't do it. My lungs were still shot from the virus. And this is going to like 2 weeks
ago. You're still using that story, all right?
No, I had to stop using it like 2 weeks ago.
You're driving the man down to the ground. You're driving the man down to the ground, man.
No, I had that going for me for like, I want to say a solid 4 weeks. And then I had to stop it because I did feel better.
Yeah.
What about you?
I've been doing good. You know, I'm working from home, doing the show from home. But it's different. You know, I like being hands-on in the studio. But until we get the okay to go back, you know, like everybody else in the city right now, you know, we're all doing it remotely.
Yeah, everybody else in the
city. But I've been out and about, you know. I'm doing things.
Have you seen Manhattan in the last couple of weeks?
No, I haven't gone.
Are you guys wearing masks when you go everywhere?
I wear a mask when I go like into Lowe's or but I haven't. I really, that's the only place I've been to because I've been going there getting stuff for the yard. And other than that, I don't go anywhere.
What about the people who put the mask on their chin or rest it on their neck and stuff?
I saw a video from Michael Rapaport. You know who Michael Rapaport is, right?
Yeah.
Michael Rapaport put up a video of a guy sitting at a slot machine in Vegas because they opened the Vegas Friday, right? With a mask on, with two cocktails in front of him. And this is what he's doing. He pulls the mask down, takes a sip of 7 & 7, puts the mask back, lights a cigarette, pulls the mask down, blows the smoke out, puts the mask. And this was going on for like 15, 20 minutes. You've got to go to his Instagram page and see this. It's unbelievable. I says, what is wrong with people? Are there that many imbeciles out there or what?
I see it every day. I see it every single day. I'm the only one on our entire floor. I mean, it's me and one other kid on our entire floor at Entercom. And I see it every day. There's at least somebody who will, they'll go to say hello to you. And they do one of those where they pull the mask down to say hello. I can hear you through the mask. It's not soundproof. You could leave it up while you walk
right.
It's fine.
I don't know what's going to happen come August, you know, when it's in the 90s. It's going to be rough.
It's already rough. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy leaving
that going in the subway. You know what it's going to be like? And I heard the rats are going crazy in Manhattan right now.
The rats are eating each other.
Right. The cannibal rats, I heard.
You walk through the city, like I'll get there around, you know, 4:30 in the morning and I'm walking through the street when the rats are usually still out on the street. And you see them on the ground and they look like they were eaten. And it's because the rats are eating each other. There's not food on the ground anymore. Wow. There's no one throwing their leftover food on the ground anymore in the city. So when it comes down to it, they're all that they have. So they eat each other.
It's unbelievable. It's like The Walking Dead.
Zombie rats.
You watch The Walking Dead, Joe?
No, I don't. I only watched
that was a show.
I watched The Irishman 37 times during the coronavirus. I know every line in The Irishman.
That's impossible. It's too long. That's not enough.
I love it.
37 times is like a year.
3.5 hours. We've been inside for 33 months. So it's a lot of views. Well, I watched 3 movies. I watched The Irishman, Back to the Future 2.
That's been on a lot. I got to tell him he's right. That's been on a lot lately.
I watched Back to the Future 2, and I watched The Munsters, and I'm good. Nobody bothers me, you know?
Me and my dog are on the phone. We've been getting a lot of requests. People have been waiting for us to come back here.
I know. I met a guy at the Cadillac. I was at the Cadillac Club, the Verrazano Cadillac Club last week.
Of course you were.
And we were all hanging out. Everybody's looking at their cars and everything. And he says, you know, we missed a podcast. When are you coming back? We love when you talk about, you know, the cars and the old school and all that. I said, well, it's coming back soon. And sure enough, here we are. Mm-hmm. Lou, I got to snap you out of this. You're kind of like in the dumps.
I'm still not feeling right. I'll be honest.
Well, snap out of it. Enough is enough.
It's like whatever happened to me is just lingering. You know, I'm functioning.
How are you going to tell him snap out of it?
He's got to snap out of it. Enough is enough now.
You can't snap out of it.
Forget about it. Forget it.
You think I want to feel like this? Come on.
Stop. Enough, man. Between you
that's not how it works
over here. It's over. It's done. That's it. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Apparently the cure for the virus is just to forget about it.
Yeah.
You gotta milk this. It's over. Forget it.
It's over.
I hope it is. I hope so.
It's over. It's over. Don't worry about it.
You know, it looks like it's over because I saw you floating around the pool with your grandson.
Yeah.
You weren't nervous to be in contact with your grandson? That got me nervous.
We're in our own thing, you know. So nobody comes into our circle of trust.
So I can't come over for a cigar?
No, you can't. How about when I passed by your house, your mother came out. She thought it was the second coming of Christ. I pulled up.
Let me paint this picture for those that are listening. I want to tell a story that Joe doesn't even know about yet. Joe came to my house the other day just to stop by and say hello. So he pulls down the street, blocks the entire street off with his truck, listening to music. He's got cigars. He's got drinks in the back, giving them out, talking to everybody. Fine, whatever. My electrician comes that day too because he has to fix something for us. And he gets out of the car. He's doing the work. And my dad goes over to him and the electrician says, you know, don't tell him I said this, but that guy looks like Joe Causey. And my dad goes, "That was Joe Causey, you moron." He goes, the electrician goes, "Oh, I thought you were just calling him Joe Causey because he looked like Joe Causey."
Oh, brother, what a knucklehead.
Jeez.
How'd you like the ringtone, huh?
Oh, that's another part to this. Louis, Joe Causey's ringtone is Tony Soprano's ringtone throughout the entire show. Remember that?
Of course. I wouldn't expect anything else.
If things work for me, I stick with it. Come on.
You know? Go ahead, play it for everybody. Play the ringtone.
I can't do it now. I don't think I can. No, I can't. I can't.
There it is.
Ah. Wait, is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
This week is 13 years since the finale.
Yeah.
13 years ago. Yeah.
13 years ago. I mentioned that yesterday. Thanks.
Isn't that amazing?
Every time I see that, I think of onion rings, you know?
Best in the state as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Do you have you gone to Holston's for onion rings?
No. But you can actually go there and sit in his seat, right?
Yeah. You should do that. It's a good thing. Well, when everybody gets back together, you know, we're allowed to sit down and eat like human beings.
Yeah. You know, they should do a Zoom, you know, like maybe one episode with all of them together. Everybody who's there, obviously, you know, like a one-off Sopranos episode of like being in quarantine.
I think Sheree,
really?
Yeah, with Michael Imperioli. Yeah, I think he did that. Yeah.
Talking Sopranos, it's called. They go episode by episode, and they dissect it. They go through almost every line of every episode. It's pretty cool. Sheree,
great Imperioli. Show. Missed that show. What do we got today? We got nothing. We got The Bachelor. What the heck is that?
I found a good show during this quarantine. You ever hear of Schitt's Creek?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great show.
My daughters watch that. They say it's good.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, outrageously, outrageously hilarious. Each episode is 20 minutes long. I finished 6 seasons in 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, of course. So look at you. What do you got to do? I tried watching that Ozark thing.
Uh-huh.
First couple of things were cool, but then I just got bored. I don't want to get tied down to a TV show. I want to get in and out. Done.
And if you like The Sopranos, it was an hour and a half long. It's 19 seasons.
Hey, you got to watch Gravesend.
I saw it.
Gravesend. I'm in the first episode.
Are you really?
You hear me in the radio? I'm doing a whole bit on the air.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Well, see, that's why.
I watched like a 5-minute trailer on YouTube, I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch it.
Get ready. We're gonna be doing things with them people.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, look at you. You're a movie star.
I'm not a movie star. I'm a regular guy.
For now.
I'm a regular guy. Are
you going to be the new lead in season 2 of Gravesend?
I've been barbecuing like crazy every day, man. Every day. I'm done with barbecuing, and it's not even June. It's not even July, I mean.
Why are you ignoring Louis' question?
I am. It's annoying.
He can't say it yet, right? It's not.
All right, say it again. Why, Louis? Say it again. Why?
I said, are you going to be the new lead in season 2 of Gravesend?
No. But I was told they're gonna do something with me in it.
It ended on a cliffhanger, so.
I know. We got to get, when we're back in the studio, we got to bring some of the guys in from the show. That should be pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, we'll bring some of the guys and we'll talk with them.
But I didn't know that you act. I didn't know you could do this.
What do you think I'm doing right now? This is not me.
You're acting?
This is not me.
You're just pretending to like us?
Yeah, this is not me. I'm a regular. I sit on the couch. I play dominoes and Yahtzee with my wife. This is not what I'm about. I got a whole wall of games, charades, Monopoly, Statnopoly, everything. Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff there. It does look very nice.
Yeah, it does. You're breaking my shoes, right? You're breaking my shoes.
No, I swear to God. Let me paint the picture here. We all joined the Zoom call because we wanted to record the next episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, Louis sitting at his laptop or the desktop and I got my phone. I'm sitting behind a wall. Then Joe pops up on the screen. Joe looks like he's filming a Villa Roma commercial here. He's got a professional microphone propped up, a beautiful chair, and a wall behind him that looks like a Hall of Fame with just thousands of pictures and records all over.
It's all my family's pictures.
Is it really?
Yeah, my wife's there. Frank Sinatra's there.
You're related to Martin. Sinatra?
Steve Martin is there. I got Wayne Newton.
Nice.
Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, who else? And they're all signed, too. They're all signed by them.
You got them signed yourself?
Yeah.
Jesus, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I'm a Waniac from years ago.
Who?
I'm a Waniac from years and years.
Who's Wayne?
Wayne Newton.
Who the hell's Wayne Newton?
Who the hell is Wayne Newton? Oh, man. You ever saw Vegas Vacation?
No.
You know, this guy, what? Get off of the Schitt's Creek garbage and watch some quality entertainment, you know? I'm glad you're feeling better. Everybody's feeling better.
Yep.
You know, we had a little downtime. You know, it was just kind of rough, especially on my side. You know, like I, you know, told you my nephew and everything. But
let me say
we're going to get back. Yeah.
About that. I knew that he was big, and I knew he touched people's lives. But man, I saw some posts. It's unbelievable how many lives that this guy touched, and how many people that he interacted with on a daily basis, and the things that they had to say about him.
Right.
Like. The post from Derek Jeter, the post from the New York Yankees, the post from Yankee Stadium, it didn't end.
Yeah.
The picture of him next to Kobe Bryant, I mean, it just kept going and going, and it seemed like the more famous the person got that put something up for your nephew, the more positive they had something to say about him.
Yeah, he was a good guy, you know. You say, and his kids are so young, it's such a shame, you know?
Yep. I'll just never forget. Just when we were at the Travolta Lenny's event, and he was there snapping away the pictures and just making sure that you know, he got all the good snaps of you with John, and he took a picture of us, remember? We were on the rail.
Yeah.
Those are up on CBSFM.com.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What a guy. That was the last time I ever saw him. You know, it's heartbreaking, Joe.
But all these people out there, you know, they lost a lot of people, a tremendous amount of people.
Yeah.
In the Tri-State, but we're going to get through this. It's a part of, you know, it's an ugly part of history, but we're going to get through it, you know?
That's right. And we're back.
And we're back. We're back. We got the summer now.
That's right.
Villa Roma is right around the corner. It's a beautiful thing.
Villa Roma. When Joe is floating in the pool at Villa Roma, that's when the world is back to normal.
Right. When I have a bocce ball in my hand and a sausage and pepper here on the other hand, all is good. It's like Moses on top of the mountain holding the two tablets. When I'm holding a sausage and pepper hero and a bocce ball in the other hand, go out and conquer the world, my friends.
From the hills of Villa Roma, I'm Intern Anthony from the all new 102.7.
And I'm Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS FM. And we'll catch you next time on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. Louie, you take care, buddy.
Good to see you guys. Feels good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.